Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, September 10th, 2020. The Attorney General's office announced yesterday that on Monday morning, police officers searched two properties in Neukölln on suspicion of Corona aid funding fraud. The suspect is a 34-year-old man who created a bogus business and is considered to be part of the right-wing extremist scene. The public prosecutor's office announced yesterday that he is being investigated on, quote, suspicion of subsidy fraud in connection with Corona aid funding. Per Tagesspiegel reporting, one of the searched properties is an apartment which is alleged to be that of the Neukölln right-wing extremist Sebastian T., who is suspected of being responsible for the series of attacks in Neukölln together with accomplices. Police officers of the BOA Focus were involved in the morning raid. This special organizational unit is a 30-member group of investigators within the police force, which Interior Senator Geisel had set up in the spring of 2019. It is to intensively investigate all cases of the series of attacks in Neukölln once again. As Berlin Briefing has reported on many occasions in the past, in Neukölln, presumably right-wing extremist perpetrators have committed numerous attacks in recent years, including arson, threats, and damage to property. The State Office for the Protection of the Constitution assumes that the occupation of the staircase of the Berlin Reichstag building on the edge of a demo against corona measures on August 29th was a spontaneous action. According to the head of the office, Michael Fischer, who spoke before the Constitutional Protection Committee of the Berlin House of Representatives yesterday, quote, even for members of the scene, it was not foreseeable that it would be possible to get onto the stairs. The authorities had learned of calls for such an action in the days before the demo, but according to them, such calls regularly occur in the Reichsbürger or Reich citizen and right-wing extremist scene. On the morning of the rally itself, speakers had called for a storm of the building, but this did not elicit a significant reaction from participants. Fischer went on to say that two parallel events during the course of the day led to the escalation in front of the building. On the one hand, an activist on a stage at the rally called for the action, and at the same time, several hundred people who had previously been involved in the riots in front of the Russian embassy reached the Reichstag area. A total of about 50 people managed to get past the police cordon and on to the stairs, and the group grew to 450 to 500 people within a few minutes before being pushed back by the police. The investigations into the case are not yet completed. Berlin's Office for the Protection of the Constitution estimates that the anti-corona demo attracted some 2,500 to 3,000 people from the right-wing extremist and Reichsbürger scenes. According to State Secretary Thorsten Achmann, the main reason for the high proportion of right extremists among the demonstrators was not the legal dispute over the initially imposed and later removed demo ban. Even before the ban, the right mobilized their supporters aggressively because an earlier anti-corona demo on August 1st was evaluated as, quote, a great success within the right scene. Per police, almost 40,000 people protested at the demo of the Stuttgart initiative Querdenken 7.11. Most of them were peaceful, but stones and bottles were thrown at the police by smaller groups, and a total of 59 police officers were slightly injured, most of whom were able to continue their work. The police reported slightly more than 500 crimes and administrative offenses, many of them because of violations of the corona distancing rules and refusal to leave the disbanded demonstration. In the Spreepark, the former GDR amusement park in Berlin, the first trial operation starts this week. The project week Labor Spreepark started last evening with a citizens event where Senator for the Environment Regina Gunter informed about the citizens' participation and the state of development of the park. From today until Sunday, several events, including theater, discussions, performance, and workshops are planned, where the art and culture scene will test their own formats in the park. You must register for the Citizens event, and tickets are required for dates such as open-air theater and panel discussion. The VEB Kulturpark Berlin in Treptow was the only amusement park in the GDR. It was opened in 1969 in the Plänterwald on the occasion of the 20th birthday of the Republic. After the fall of the wall, a private operator ran the spray park, and in 2001, the approximately 23-hectare site was closed after insolvency and the facilities fell into disrepair. In 2014, a state-owned real estate fund bought it back, and in early 2016, Grün Berlin took over the area. As we reported previously, starting in 2022, the spray park is to be reopened step by step as a nature and culture park. Until then, cultural and environmental education programs will be tested in several project weeks. According to the plans, the Eierhäuschen will reopen as a restaurant in 2022, and 2 years later, the then-renovated Ferris wheel is to start running again. Also planned is a dinosaur meadow for children with the synthetic reptiles from the GDR years. The entire project should be completed by 2026. And lastly, don't forget today's nationwide warning day that we mentioned in yesterday's podcast. From 11 to 11:20 a.m., expect a test of the emergency warning systems in Berlin. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.